proclamation number 7475 dated the December 11th, 1959. Indications of disasters. Soon it will become obvious to you how transient everything is that belongs to the world, because you will hear more and more often about destruction by the forces of nature, about all kinds of accidents and disasters and the unexpected deaths of many people. And no one knows whether and when they might have to suffer the same fate. No one knows when their last hour will come. Yet each person knows that they cannot take anything along into eternity. Therefore they should let up in their earthly striving, in their chasing after all sorts of earthly possessions, for when the hour of death arrives they must leave everything behind. Time and again you will be reminded of this through unforeseen instances when belongings have become worthless through sudden cases of death and all kinds of misfortune. But these are all signs of the eternal deity's mercy which are to remind you to remember your own death as well. All these are signs of his love, which only ever wants to advance your soul's salvation and which would like to help you take stock of yourselves and change your way of life. For everything you do for the world, everything you only do for your earthly life, merely provides you with transient goods. But the spiritual goods you offer your soul will gain you spiritual possessions again which will follow you into eternity, even if you are suddenly and unexpectedly recalled from your earthly life. For spiritual possessions are everlasting, they cannot be taken away from you and will make you very happy in the kingdom of the beyond one day. Nevertheless, regardless of how often the transience of all earthly things is pointed out to you, you never ever try to mentally assign such destinies to yourselves but go on living as before, and time progressively moves towards the end. A limit has been set, both for the individual person as well as for all people, which no one can ever determine but which might be the next day for him, because every individual person is in God's hand. People should always remember this and live as they would were they to know the day. Every day they should be willing to leave the earth. They should constantly increase their spiritual wealth and always defer their earthly desires. They should live in awareness of eternity and not just for the moment, since plans for the future can never be made with certainty. Thus they should rather count on an early death and prepare themselves for eternity than spend every day merely striving and craving for earthly possessions. For these are and will remain transient and won't gain the soul any advantage. However, only the soul will survive, it cannot perish, and to make sure that its fate will be good, the human being should provide the soul with that which will help it progress towards happiness. The human being should only ever accomplish works of love. In that case he would truly take better care of his soul than he is able to do for his body. For the latter will be preserved as soon as the human being considers his soul first, but soul and body need not fear death, which otherwise will always be dreaded by a person and scare him as long as the human being on earth does not bear his actual purpose in mind. Yet anyone who takes care of his soul first is no longer afraid of death. To a certain extent he is prepared every day and death will not take him by surprise. Instead he will merely consider it a much welcomed change of location. Amen.